The Medrash associates a very interesting pasuk from Koheles with the second Makkah, the second event of Tzvardea. You wouldn't assume that a pasuk in Koheles would qualify the second Makkah. It seems a bit bizarre, the second Makkah, the sound, the invasion. It's very military, it's a nuisance, it's psychological warfare, but you wouldn't expect it to be a Makkah that contains theological connotations or theological lessons. And yet the association of this pasuk embeds this makkah with theology. The pasuk is in Koheles Perakei, pasuk Ches, V'yitron Eretz Bakolhu. And the Medrash understands this pasuk is that the multiplicity that we sometimes witness in nature is part of the formula. And it's a Medrash that occurs a few times in Chazal's discussion that Hashem wants to highlight that even elements that seem superfluous, and they're superfluous or unnecessary in nature, not because they have no function, although their function is somewhat obscured and less familiar, but because there's just so many of them, and man or ancient man could wonder why there needs to be such a teeming mess of flies or bees or mosquitoes or reptiles, in this case amphibians. Modern science has granted us a better understanding, not just of the particular function of each species, but of the distribution and the population mass, and how even slight alterations of various masses of a particular species, volumes of a particular species, even in a particular area, can affect the entire food chain, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is created as one continuum, one interactive great chain of being. Hashem's infinite indivisibility divided itself into components and constituent parts, but the parts are all multi-dependent. There's still one larger codependency. And Tzvardea was an opportunity to lessen Paro, to teach him, to instruct him that nature doesn't have redundancies, nature doesn't have extraneous, superfluous, unnecessary elements. There's a tight world rather than a loose world, and that tight world is reflective of Hashem's precision, and to a degree that's why the removal of the Tzvardea was accomplished with great precision. Moshe Rabbeinu was very careful to demonstrate to Paro when he would daven and at what point the event would cease and terminate. And the Medrash says it's not just animals or creatures that seem to have no purpose, but even animals whose purpose is very destructive and toxic. Hashem says I can even employ nechashim v'akrabim, which reminds us that nature itself isn't divided into good or bad or hostile or evil. But nature is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instrument for maintaining a carefully calibrated natural world and a carefully calibrated terrestrial environment. So it wasn't just these endless masses and volumes of flies or frogs that demonstrated Hashem's careful natural calibration, but also animals or creatures that seem to be harmful and dangerous can also be dispatched as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's agents. So within the event of Tzvardea was just a lesson about the economy of nature and the tightly wound fashion in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the natural system. But there was a message, not just for Paro, but there was a message for either Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon, Nevi'im in general, perhaps Am Yisrael, as they are starting to see themselves or will start to see themselves at some point as Nevi'im. It's a lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has multiple forces in this world to bid his doing and to do his bidding and to implement his will. And when man is chosen to be that agent, to dispense HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, A, he shouldn't let it get to his head. And second of all, he shouldn't be hesitant, as Moshe Rabbeinu may have been, even to this stage. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a degree, is encouraging Moshe, and he says, the language of the Medrash is, V'yitron eretz bakolhi, ani yoseh shlichusi, I can perform my shlichus, afilo ide nachash, I can even employ a serpent, a filo de akrav, a scorpion, a filo de tzvardea, even a frog that seems to have no productive purpose as an ugly and awkward animal. So it's not just a lesson to Paro about the economy of nature, the great chain of being, not just that each animal has a function, but that sizes and population sizes are also carefully calibrated, but it's also a message to Moshe and other would-be Nevi'im and Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, A, to prevent against egocentrism, but also to demand the type of engagement which Moshe Rabbeinu was still trying to achieve.